Welcome back, everyone, to Perfect Timing Podcast, and welcome to season 3. I'm so excited to have with me today Miguel Coppage. How are you doing today?
Good. Very good.
I'm so excited to have you on. This has been a minute since we've been trying to do this. You know, like, either something came up or like our schedules didn't match up, but like, I'm so glad that we're able to do this because I'm ready to like share with everyone what it is that you do, because I think it's really cool and I just want to get straight into it. So Miguel Coppage is a best-selling published author and an honor student whom by the age of 10 published 3 books: The Adventures of Fireman, The Case of the Stinger, sequel to the first book, and Friendly Officers. He's a filmmaker, motivational speaker, philanthropist, social change maker, and app developer. A portion of his proceeds from his books goes to St. Anne's Center for Children, Youth, and Families because he was once a foster child there as an infant before he was adopted. Miguel helped to produce his short film for the first book, The Adventures of a Fireman, and did a community policing PSA with the officers in his book with DC's police chief. He also partnered with DC Metropolitan Police Department to build relationships between them and the communities and bring back community policing through the bestseller, Friendly Officers. Miguel just recently started Cruella, a curl cream and hair butter for boys and men. Miguel has appeared on radio shows, internet radio shows, and many television platforms to count, which we will get into later. And Miguel prides on giving back and wants to inspire everyone to follow their own dreams. And his motto is, you're never too young to do everything. Which I love because it kind of coincides with my own motto that don't fear failure, but be terrified of regret, you know, because don't regret that you should have started earlier. You're never too young or too old to do anything, in my opinion. So I think that was really cool. And you guys, his bio was like a million times bigger than that. I was just being humble there with his bio. And I'm just so excited to introduce him to you all and things like that. So have you started school yet?
Yes, I started this week.
Just so you guys know for reference, this is like the second week of September. I'm not really sure when this goes out yet, but so if you're asking this in like October, and this is like, we started school a month ago. That's why. So how do you like it so far? Like the masks and everything, if there are masks where you are, how's it been?
It's normal for me because I went in last year and it was just, it was different to me, but now that I'm used to it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I can say the same. Like I went in for like the last month and a half of school, which wasn't much at all, but the schedule is such a mess. And getting used to the mask is kind of different. Obviously I'm used to wearing one. We've been in the pandemic for almost 2 years now. So, but wearing one in school, after I started, I just finished my 3rd week of school. It hasn't been the worst at all. They require them inside, but not really outside, especially because it's been so hot here in Maryland in August and September, but it hasn't been that bad. So you're a junior, right?
I'm a sophomore.
A sophomore? I'm older than you? I did not know that. Well, I hope high school is treating you well. But anyways, you've been an author, inspirational speaker, philanthropist, and app developer, and that is so impressive to me. So how do you use your gifts to inspire others?
I inspire others by just being me and speaking through public appearances.
Yeah, I can say the same, like showing up and being kind of presenting myself in a way that other people can be inspired about. With my Educators and Cultivators event that I did a couple weeks ago, I was introducing to the Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. Who gets to do that? You know, so that was really exciting for me to present myself in that way and be the MC of that event. And, you know, what kind of opportunities have you done with your motivational speaking? Like, did you go to a specific event or did you speak to like a specific group? Like, how has that been?
I speak to mostly kids, and I go to churches, youth groups, and all sorts of like youth things, events. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. So, what do you guys usually like talk about? Do they receive like the message well? Like, whenever like you're trying to motivate them to or inspire them to become better people, like how do they receive that message?
As a kid, from my point of view, I wouldn't even listen.
Oh
But I think some of them listen. Some.
no. That's good.
Yeah.
It's gonna reach some ears at some point.
Yeah, it is. I think most of them understood what I was saying though. And I'm glad to know that because a lot of kids, they just don't pay attention to what's going on in the real world. They just stay at
Yeah.
home and just play video games.
That sounds like a lot like my brother, not gonna lie. Like as much like exposure that I try to give him or my parents try to give him, he's always like, I'm gonna get him the game. I'm trying to get him out of that phase, but you know, what can you do?
That used to be me. Used to.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that and decided to make your own businesses, be on the news on multiple occasions, doing everything that it is that you do. I think it is so impressive and that you're able to inspire others to get out and do what it is that you do as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have your own hair product line for men and boys called Crewloa. What inspired you to create this? And is there like a meaning behind the name? For you guys listening, it's spelled Krulle. And I think that is such a pretty name, honestly. So what inspired you to create your own hair product line, especially for young men and boys?
I created my product because I couldn't find anything that would curl my hair or enhance my natural curls because I have curls, believe it or not. Yeah, and I just couldn't find nothing. It was just same products, Cantu, and
Oh my God, Candy, don't get me started.
was just the same products over and over again I was using, and it wasn't working. So I was just like, I'm just gonna make my own.
That's a good idea. I think that, you know, if it's something that you want, do it yourself. That's what I like to say. And clearly it paid off because I've seen you do like openings, like pop-up shots for your product, and I want to get my hands on it so I can mess with my brother's hair because recently, like I've been trying to, you know, upgrade his look. I'm like, all right, let's get these curls straight because you know, you just go to like the barber shop and like, you know, they'll line you up, give you a nice fade, and then they don't do anything to like your curls and it just comes by dry and nappy. So I have to try and mess with it myself, but I'm glad that you have like a product that can make yourself and other young men and boys feel like confident with their curly hair. Cause like you said, there aren't many things like that out there. And you know, for myself as a girl, there's a quite a few options, some better than others, but like for guys, I haven't really seen much promotion for their own curly hair. So I'm glad that you're able to make your own product and use it to make other boys feel inspired.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so what opportunities have come out of that? Like, what has been the response for your own hairline brand? Like, did they like it, the people that tried it? Like, was it able to be accepted in any stores possibly?
Stores is up and coming. I haven't got to that yet.
Ooh, ooh.
But I have got good reviews. Some people use it in their beard, some people use it for waves. Some people use it for twisting their hair. Some people even use it in their dreads when they're taking them out. It's been very good. I have got good reviews. Some people even use it for their bald head. Yeah.
That's awesome. Even for people with no hair, they can still use it. That's great. But what is the story behind like Krulala? Like what's the meaning behind its name?
Okay, so Kulala is curls in Afrikaans. I just came up with it just looking through Google on how to say, how to say curls in different languages. And Kulala came up, and I was like, okay, that actually sounds good. At first, I thought it was Krule. And then I was like, okay. But then when I did the little pronunciation thing on Google, it was like Kulala. I was like, I like that.
It has a nice ring to it, honestly. I think it's really cool. And again, I need to get my hands on it so I can mess with my brother's hair. So, do you have like a main goal behind like starting your own hairline?
My goal is to eventually branch out and create other products for boys and men. I want to create more hair care and personal care products for boys and men and girls also. I want to do that too. But Right now, I'm focused on that. That's the main goal.
I'm excited to see it, honestly. You know, either it be like personal care, like body care, or anything like that. You've obviously had success starting your own hair care hairline. So I think that whatever else that you do underneath that, I think would be successful. And I'm so excited to support you whenever you do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So who inspires Miguel Coppedge to be the person he is today?
My mom inspires me so much. Aww. She has told me never give up. That's where I got that. All that motto, never give up. You're never too young to do anything. That all came from my mom. Everything that I'm doing right now, my mom helped. Everything, even basketball, she's helped a lot with my basketball career. It's been a lot. We've been through together and she inspires me a lot.
Oh, would you consider yourself a mama's boy?
See, okay, yes, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't be shy. I think that is so sweet. I can obviously say the same. My mom is like my backbone for everything and the reason why I basically started this podcast. Not the reason why, but like the inspiration. She gave me the motivation to do it. But you know, what would we do without moms? I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left? Okay, it's already been 11 minutes. I'll ask you one more. Okay. What advice would you give to those who have a desire to start their own business, and how do you think it will benefit their community?
Follow your heart, your passion. No, my passion is three things right now. It's my hair care business, my books, and basketball. Those are the three things I'm focused on right now. I have backup plans for all those. So whatever comes next, but never give up on what you're doing. Never say, I can't do this. Never say none of that, because God, not God in general, yourself, you have to empower yourself to be great. Don't let nobody else try to put you down and say, oh, you can't do this. Your mom, parents, all that. No, just do what you want to do.
I second that 100%. There's literally nothing that someone can push you to do unless you don't see it for yourself. Like me with this podcast, if I didn't think I could do this, if I didn't think I could be my own host, if I didn't think I could speak to people in front of like big crowds and stuff, I wouldn't do it. Best believe I would not do it, because it would suck. I would hate every minute of it, which I don't, because I love doing this. I love meeting people like you and like the people that have inspired me and motivated me to keep going. It feels amazing. So why on earth would I stop? And you know, doing what you want and living your life on your own terms is the best way to live. And you know, I think that once we like get a grasp of that and like we learn more about ourselves and what we like to do, life just becomes more fun in general. So, you know, I second that completely. And I'm so inspired by your work. It inspires me to keep doing what I do. And I hope it inspires everyone else listening to do what it is that they do. So thank you so much, Miguel.
No problem.
Thank you, Miguel. And thank you to my listeners for listening so far. And we will be right back after this break.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boom. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time.
Hey,
This is Sydney Chalonet, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, it's me and Miguel, and we are talking about our inspirations and who inspires us and to put us where we are today. So let's get back into it. So you were selected as a future leader with the WJLA News, like myself. How did you get this opportunity and how did it support your brand?
My mom actually nominated me for that. Yeah, she, like I said, she does everything. She basically helps with everything. But it helped bring recognition to what I do in my community, of course. And the fact that I'm a young entrepreneur. And at that, I am only like 15. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, again, give it up to the moms. I don't know, where would we be without them, honestly? Like, yeah. You know, I think she was like emailing like all these news stations like back to back, like every month, like, I have an amazing daughter, please come film her, like, you know. And eventually, like back in April of this year, they came over, they interviewed me, they recorded me doing what I do, and it was the coolest thing ever. So how was it for you? Like, did they come to your place? Did they meet you somewhere else? Like, what, how did it go down?
Okay, so they came to my place, and I was a little nervous because I thought they was
going to see 1,000%. 1,000%.
I thought they were going to see what my mom calls it, a messy room, even though I keep my room clean most of the time. I'm not going to lie, sometimes it is dirty, but most of the time it's clean. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were going to come in there, but they didn't. So it was good. It was a good experience.
That's awesome. Do you remember like who like interviewed you or who was like there?
I forgot everybody's name.
I had Kelly Lynn, if that rings a bell. I know that she does a lot of that with the WJLA News as a future leader, but... Again, that is super cool. And they came into my room, ironically, and like I had my desk set up. It was turned around because I was doing my own. They're recording a podcast interview. So it was just this bright light shining at me the entire time. And I was like all mic'd up and I was just like shaking, honestly, but they couldn't tell. I have a good way of hiding it, but it was, I hope my room was clean enough. My mom said it was all right. So you were recently honored by St. Anne's Center for Children, receiving the Michelle Hit Heidenberger. Yep. Is that Heidenberger? Okay. You were recently honored by St. Anne's Center for Children, receiving the Michelle Heidenberger Award for your youth philanthropy work. Can you share what you did to be recognized by this organization?
It was great. And I've been donating to St. Anne's since I was like, since I started this. Basically, since I've been 10, I've been donating to St. Anne's through a portion of my proceeds from my 3 published books. And they appreciate it so much that they gave me that award. And they could have given it to anybody else, honestly. But they decided to give it to me.
I think that is so sweet and awesome that you're able to receive that award and that you're humbling yourself, because we all know that you deserve it. You know, like, we wouldn't get the stuff that we get, like, you know, how I won like $1,000 like a couple months ago. Like, anyone could have came up to me and be like, anyone else could have deserved this, not me. And it takes like a while for me to actually accept that I did it and that I was able to achieve this by myself. So, you know, having that self-recognition definitely helps, but it's something that I'm working on personally. But you definitely deserve that award. Don't downplay it, you know.
I just try to humble myself every minute.
That's what I'm saying. My mom's like, you need to brag about yourself. I'm like, no. I might as well. I think I'll just keep quiet.
Yeah, I just stay quiet. Like, you don't have to do all that.
Yeah, it's like this silent, what is it called? Moving in silence. I post like quite a few things like on Instagram and stuff. So like almost anyone can see what I'm doing, but I'm also like, I'm private with it at the same time. So it's like, unless I bring it up, no one knows that I have a podcast unless like they know me, you know? And they're always like, yeah, with my podcast. And they're like, you have a podcast? And I'm like, mm-hmm. And does that ever happen to you?
People from my school, surprisingly, they know me. And they'll come up to me and be like, yo, I seen you on the news. I'll be like, you did? And they'll be like, yeah, you're so awesome. I'm like, I don't like to hear awesome.
You are just like me. Oh my God. I was like, stop talking. That's enough.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I just look at them like, really?
Like, I don't know. I was at this, Juneteenth event, and I was just sitting there. I honestly looked like a hot mess. I was so tired. I had just like injured my back. So I was just like, it was hot. I want to go home. Anyways, so I'm at this event and like this girl comes up and she's like, are you Sydney? And this is like Waldorf, Maryland, for those like wondering. I'm like, she's like, are you Sydney? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And she was like, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, you do? And she was like, yeah, I was more excited to see her than she was to see me. She was like, yeah, like I listened to your podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like, mom, can we take a picture? Like, this has never happened to me before. I don't think I got her name, sadly. So it makes me upset. But if you're listening, shout out to you, homegirl. I ended up giving her like a necklace. I have like these perfect timing necklaces. Mm-hmm. And I ended up seeing her like a couple of days later and she was wearing the necklace. I wanted to cry, but it was quite an eye-opening experience to see that people actually notice what I do. And you know, the acknowledgement is awesome. Not so much of like the popularity. Like I remember I went somewhere else and they were just like asking question after question. They were like, so have you done like photo shoots and stuff? And I'm like, mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, it's makes me feel very like frantic.
Yeah, yeah. I've got all those photo shoots. Have you done, what did they say? Autographs? I was like,
yes, people asked for my autograph. It's the weirdest thing.
Like people was trying to take, I went to this camp and somebody was just like, oh yeah, I know you. And he was like taking like so many pictures. I was just uncomfortable.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was so uncomfortable. I was like, I just looked at him like the whole
time. I would hide. But as we're wrapping up, I want to ask you maybe one more question, two more questions actually, and then I'll get into my rapid fire questions. So we're going to do this as fast as possible. All right. So where do you see yourself in the future?
I see myself being an NBA player. That is the main
goal. Whoa!
That is like a dual goal. So my other goal is entrepreneur.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't, trust me, I'll be out there. I'll be like, yeah, I knew him when he was 15. I prophesized this, so that's my guy, Miguel. Like, I'm excited to see you out there. And if you keep going with this entrepreneur stuff, best believe I will be right there by your side as well. But thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. I'm just going to get into these rapid fire questions, so let's make this as fast as possible. So your favorite sports team?
Favorite sports team? I don't have one.
You don't have a favorite?
Oh, favorite sports team. Oh, the Colts. My bad.
Oh, okay, okay. If you had a superpower, which one and why?
If I had a superpower, I would be invisible because I want to hide from this earth.
All right. I'll allow it. Do you prefer like big parties or like small gatherings?
I like big parties. I'm a party guy.
Yeah.
Watch out for me.
Do you prefer the book or the movie?
Book or the movie? Movie. Mm-hmm. I like watching movies.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, what are you most thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom and everybody who believed in me.
I agree with that 1,000%. Thank you so much again, Miguel. How can my listeners reach you or mention your GoFundMe?
Okay, so you can reach me on Instagram, which is The Adventures of Fireman. Facebook, I believe, is the same thing, Adventures of Fireman. Twitter is Miguel Coppage. I think Okay. Yeah. That's it. And my website is now open. So it's www.miguelcobbs.com. And yeah, my GoFundMe is for my eye care bags. You could donate toiletries or money for the toiletries. And yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. Again, that is Miguel Coppedge, everyone. COPPEDGE. Make sure you go follow him on everything, all the social media platforms, his website, his GoFundMe. Go help my guy out. Thank you so much, Miguel, for joining me again today. This was so much fun. Honestly, I haven't recorded a podcast in a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And thank you to my listeners for listening. And please make sure to follow me on my social media platforms at Instagram at _perfecttimingpodcast and my Facebook Perfect Timing Youth Podcast. And this is Perfect Timing. Hey, Jay, stay warm.